From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome, podcast listeners, to another Beers with the Brewers. This is the Thursday, May 7th episode. I'm Mark. Joined today, I got Walt, Adam, and Dan the Brewer Man. What's up, guys?
Socially distancing, still.
It's a new nickname for Dan.
I think it's a good one.
It's very descriptive.
Yeah, it's right on the nose.
You'll notice I haven't commented yet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just call you Dan then.
Hey, there we go.
Well, it's good to hear you, Dan.
You as well. I guess we just don't see each other anymore.
Very briefly, if we do.
Odd.
Yeah.
You don't call, you don't write.
What are we talking about today?
Topic of today's show is athleisure low-cal saison. And this is a lower calorie option, and thanks to Justin Riz for a question last week, I think he defined it well to say to help flatten the curve that maybe he's developed over quarantine. Low calorie, dry, fizzy, and fruity. And then we got a bonus beer today on the episode, La Terrasse, and that's a berry-forward pale ale in the experimental series. That's only available in limited quantities through the tap room, drive-through, and delivery from Land Grant.
Yeah. Limited edition.
Four bullet points on that beer. Beer cocktail, strawberry, white wine, and apple. Ben, are you been at any more quarantine taco, burrito, chili makings over there?
I don't think I've cooked anything since the last episode. We've been supporting some local spots, ordering out, and really just scrounging up leftovers. So no new chilies or tacos here in my household.
And that's not bad. It gets boring. Joan and I only have so many tricks in the kitchen, so you kind of you run out of ideas after a while.
Yeah, we made super basic American style taco night tacos last night on Cinco de Mayo. And they hit spots. Ground beef, taco seasoning, hard shells, some iceberg lettuce, and some cheese. Sometimes that's the way to go.
Yep. Taco Tuesday at the Richards house, too. And ours were ground turkey and very much the same.
Yeah.
Local cantina, not a sponsor, has a very nice to-go taco box that is preferred feeding small, finicky children. I've leaned on that a couple times.
That's cool.
That's a good idea. Huh. Might have to hit that up. But yeah, not a sponsor, but if anyone's out there wants to sponsor the Pierce podcast, get in touch. We'll talk about your tacos and chili all day.
Well, pool party's back, Benner. How many of those you crushed since I've seen you last?
I think a couple cases worth have gone through the Benner household in less than a week.
How about those weird crumbs? Those are still available, right?
Still available. I haven't picked mine up yet. Need to, but they've been there's still a few cases left on the website.
The boysenberry and the snickerdoodle are the only two I tried. I like them both quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm planning to crack my first one tonight. I'm going to do the black currant and blackberry to start things off. And I think I'm also going to have my first pool party of the year grilling some salmon later. So I'm going to pretend it's not cold outside and drink pool party.
Yeah, when everyone else was making margaritas yesterday, for Cinco de Mayo, I said I was going to be drinking my Toro de Mayo drink, which is pool party. And it's exactly what I did. It's great.
Yeah, it's a suitable beer.
I'll be here for the rest of the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, no events to speak of, I guess.
No events. Sadly, closing all the pools too, so you're going to have to get your own pool party to throw your own pool party. So
yeah, we were talking about that. We were going to invest in one of these sort of more deluxe backyard kids pools, and we realized we probably need to do that like real quick because those things are all going to sell out.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on my radar too.
Yeah, and I don't think I'd go to the auction site right now, so you're gonna have to pay.
Yeah, that's probably a hot spot for sure.
Yeah, May 6th. I mean, no events around, but we mentioned last week we've started brewing again. Got some fruit slices on the way. Should be hitting shelves again next week, early next week. Should be in the tap room this weekend. So if you're looking to get out of the house and come down to the carryout, I guess event or not, celebration in its own right tomorrow, which weather's going to be halfway decent, so the line might be pretty long. Come down and get some Ray Rays. They're back here reopening after closing for the past month and a half. They'll be open Thursday through Sunday. I'm not entirely sure what their hours are going to be, probably mirroring the hours for the carryout. But just as a heads up, if you're coming down for Ray Rays, it's all carryout. So you can get some carryout beer and some carryout Ray Rays, but you can't eat it here. We are still shut down and closed, but I think we find out tomorrow or Friday because the governor canceled his – there was no press conference on Wednesday, the day of recording. Talking to some folks, it sounds like the restaurant committee has given their guidance to the governor, and a decision will be made in the next couple days. So we'll find out officially, and we'll keep everyone informed. So I think the silver lining in all of this so far is that the weather has been so bad that probably just want to stay inside for the most part anyway, worry about coming out to the beer garden or anything. So yeah, get yourself some Ray Rays, come on down. I've been saying this is the longest I've not had barbecue in probably like 3 years, so I've not had any barbecue the whole time that they've been shut down, and realize how spoiled we were, and can't wait for them to be back.
Mm-hmm. I got a little barbecue on Easter I picked up at the Clintonville location.
Oh, yeah. Did you get some ribs, too?
I did indeed. Yeah. It's hard to resist.
Well, today, if you're listening to the podcast, then that's today. Thursday, May 7th.
Get on down here.
Well, what are we talking about this week as beers, since we don't have any events?
So, Athleisure comes in at 4.25%. 38 calculated IBUs. It's really not that bitter. Some fun new hops, Pacific Idaho Gem, which is, as you would probably figure, Pacific Gem Grown Idaho. That was Hop Hash and an Eldorado Hop Hash. So that is, it's kind of similar to the cryo we use. It's actually when they are milling the hops, they have screens to keep stuff, larger matter falling through, and they used to just scrape those down when they had a bunch of resin stuck to them, and instead now they actually scrape all of that off and pelletize it. It's concentrated alpha acid and hop oils, so similar, not quite the same as cryo, kind of like a more caveman version of cryo, still kind of cool. And the malt bill, just our silo malt, Gold Pills, red wheat and flake dry in equal proportion. So we, it's a slightly scaled down version of what we did for Pastuzo. You get a lot of protein there from the rye and the wheat. Gives you a little bit more body on a beer that has such a low ABV. Kind of similar to, I think it was the second iteration of Endless Patio, was a 4%. Saison. That probably was about 100 calories as well. It's just back then, no one really cared about it. So a lot of these lower ABV, low calorie beers, Ultra being, I think, the sort of standard bear, use amylo glucosidase, which is what we use for our brutes, to basically chop up all the long chain sugars and make everything super fermentable. Saison yeast basically does that by itself. So we were thinking, why around with enzymes when we have a yeast strain that will do that for us? So this basically went down to 0% of residual sugar. So it's super dry. And also, one of the few benefits of canning exclusively, as we are these days, is canning line can take a little bit more carbonation than our previous one. So this got bumped up a little bit on carbonation. It gives you sort of dry, fizzy feeling that's really nice in a saison.
Yeah, it comes through.
I like the take on doing the low-cal and it's not flavored with any, fruit extract or anything like that, but that yeast is imparting a nice flavor. You get some phenols in there, so it's not just super watered down beer for the most part.
No, I love the finish. I think it's very nice. It's got a very pleasant yeast character. Finish nice and dry and a little spicy. That's right.
Yeah, some folks are taking advantage of being home during quarantine and doing physical activity. I think not a sponsor again, but Peloton has been getting a lot of publicity as of late. The stay-at-home bike thing. I've not been doing any physical activity, so something like athleisure is probably a good change up from Quadrahopic or other IPAs I've been drinking, so less calorie intake.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I could see crushing a few of these. I've been digging holes in my backyard where this would come in handy.
You're putting a fence in? Or just digging
holes? I am
putting an above ground pool.
Trying to fashion something resembling garden beds.
Yeah.
I am solely the guy. I do not plant things. I do not pay any attention to them once they are growing, but I will help.
Until they're ready to
set the foundation. That's right.
Well, how many have you been crushing back there, Dan?
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I would say easily this is 5. You know, when it gets hotter out, it's going to be a 6.
Yeah, I think quarantine edition, it could be a 7. But, I'm a 6er.
Justin
raised the bar last week, didn't he?
Yeah,
I'd say 6.
6.
I mean, it's so low in ABV, it's so low in calories, and it's real refreshing. I mean, it's got to be a 6.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you got to make up for all those calories you're not getting if you're drinking an IPA. So,
right, yeah.
For those
no need for moderation, right?
Yeah, sounds pretty crushable, and this is available now out in stores. Sounds like Walt's crushing another right now. Is that who I heard opening that?
Yep.
Get after it. You got to get those calories. So, moving on to La Terrasse. Now, this is one of the more exotic beer names I've heard in a while, Dan, and everybody's asking, what's the story on La Terrasse?
All the kids are asking. So, another crusher coming in at 4.7% ABV and 30 IBUs. So, the concept for this was I wanted to do I wanted to do a beer cocktail, but, instead of making it behind the bar, it's already in the can. So, I have a very cool book of Parisian cocktails, and there was a chapter on champagne cocktails, and I thought that sounded like that would translate perfectly to beer. So that one has was strawberry, green apple liqueur, lime juice, and champagne. So I basically took the proportions of those ingredients. And we had a fruit blend made with those ingredients. And just a very simple 2-row malt base and some Bar Bruges hops, which are also French, that have a nice sort of wild berry flavor. And yeah, it's not very opposite. It just barely qualifies as beer. It's still very delicious. So it just has like a slight haze to it. You get some pectin from the strawberry and the Chardonnay juice that we used. And yeah, it's sort of lightly tart. You get the berry up front, sort of sweet, tart, dry all at once. And yeah, I dig it. Also, La Terrasse, if I didn't explain, is the rooftop bar of the hotel upon which the cocktail is named. The cocktail was named the Raphael, after the Raphael Hotel.
Makes me want to travel, although I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
No, thanks for the
comment. No, they're talking about banning travel for the rest of the year, Mark. So, I don't have one of these in front of me.
But,
so.
Yeah, I was yeah, sorry. I was really trying to put you guys in, you know, in my mouth. As weird as that sounds,
I think it worked. I'm tasting it right now, Dan.
Well, you have one in front of you, huh?
No, I don't. I thought I did.
Dan, how is this fairly dried out? Is this just saying with all that fruit?
Yeah, it was sort of low ABV to start with, and then you add all those fermentable sugars from the fruit, and it just dried out some more. And this was another one that I wanted to bump up the carbonation on this a little bit. So this is his, and we added just about as much fruit as you can add and still call it beer.
Yeah.
So for the I don't like beer crowd, this one's for you.
Yeah, and I heard you mention tartness, so maybe with the dryness of the beer and the lime and strawberry probably lends to that.
I don't think I thought it was going to get quite as tart as this, but once all those sugars ferment out, don't have the sweetness to cover it up, the lime is really comes through. But it's nice that acidity sort of cleanse your palate after all that sweetness up front.
Yeah, I would think with all that fruit and sweetness that you would need something to kind of cut through that. So a little bit of tartness or perception of acidity would be a benefit. And dryness. Yeah. It sounds delicious. I'm going to go ahead and proclaim.
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
I'm going 6 on Dan's description alone.
Wow. A blind 6.
A blind 6. I'm going a blind 6.
4.7? Yeah, why not? 6. Sure.
I'm going to go 5.
Okay. All right.
Benner's going 5.
Controversial.
I think that's okay. Get that pool party mixed in there somewhere.
Well, I do have a backup pool party that I'm backing up that athleisure with, so that's probably the problem.
Smart. Now, all that lead up to the man that actually is physically drinking this, Dan.
Yeah, I will say I will plop my spoon in a kiddie pool sometime soon, hopefully, and plop down 6 of these, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like you described it well to Walt and I. Adam, he needed a little more convincing, I think.
I just wanted to throw it off, so 5.75.
Fair enough.
We can't have a show with 2 unanimous 6s after last week being a unanimous 6.
It's a good point.
It's, we're going to start.
It's quarantine it's here. Look I mean, bad. Come on. Everything's a 6 pressure on quarantine.
I mean, granted, these are under 5% anyway, so
yeah.
that adds to it. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It comes out today, same day as Ray Ray's opening, or reopening, I should say. Maybe grab a 6-pack. Yeah, what would this go with, Dan, if you had to pick any barbecue item that you haven't had in so long down at Ray Ray's, what would you want to have alongside La Terrasse?
I would think with the acidity and the fruitiness, you go with something like pulled pork. Yeah, maybe something on the sweeter side with the barbecue sauce.
I tell you what, I might just get a meat sweats box for myself tomorrow. I think I can do it.
What's the crushability on that meat sweats box, Adam?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't crush the whole thing, you got some good leftovers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I haven't had... I mean, think about that. Think about that. The hot link. You're going to want some of that brisket. Yeah, pulled pork. You guys and your jerk chicken. When was the last time you had jerk chicken?
Oh, man. Been since before March 15th, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was almost on like the, I can get rib raids all the time. I'm not going to... I gotta pace myself. So it's who knows when the last time I had it.
Yeah, I think I actually had it the last day I was down there. Not because I thought I wouldn't be around. I just happened to get it that day. Glad I did.
Well, all you folks out there, you can get At Leisure delivered directly to you, and. Is Latara on the website?
If you're listening to this podcast, yes, it is on the website.
So yeah, get those orders in. We'll deliver them to you. You can come down, pick up some Ray Rays this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, while the tap room carryout is open. Thanks everyone that continue to support us with your orders online and coming through. We can't wait to. Enjoy a pint with you, but we'll still do so responsibly and let you all know once we have some more information on getting that all up and running.
Mm-hmm. Stay safe out there, everybody, and tip your bartenders or delivery person or whatever.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Later.